Hey, this is Omar Zenholm, and welcome to the $100 MBA Show. This is a bonus episode where we answer a question. Actually, this is part two of a question that we were answering yesterday. Let's run that question. It was by Megan Pangan. Let's roll the tape.
Hello, Omar and Nicole. You guys are killing it in iTunes, and I'm really, really glad to be a part of that. And I listen to your show every day, so I want to say thank you for creating something great. My question is this. By the way, my name is Megan. Megan Pangan. My question is this. So we just started our show, Get in the Lab, and we made new noteworthy. Yay, yay, yay. Cool, cool, cool. But how do we keep going and maintain the strength and the momentum of a good show just like you guys? We want to be just like you guys. We want to model you guys and be better and bring it every single time we put out an episode. So I wanted to ask you, Omar, specifically, because Kevin loves the way you deliver your information. So what are your tips on how to be a great podcaster and how to have a great podcast show? And, you know, we've heard them all, like, have great content, have fun, be entertaining. What else can you give us? What can you dig in deep and give us some advice, especially for Kevin, on how to deliver better, how to explain things better? Does that just come with time and experience? We're impatient. We're really impatient. What can you give us? Thanks a lot for rocking out on the $100 MBA show. We really appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, guys, I'm just going to pick up where we left off from yesterday. If you haven't listened to part one of this episode, go back and listen to that episode. But in part one, I talked about, you know, the show's content, what are some of the things you need to make sure that you have, talking about expectations, talking about giving what your audience wants. We also talked about delivery and actually rehearsing and practicing your episodes before, you know, putting it out there in the wild. Just a quick note before I go on that. Again, you want to be natural, you want to be yourself, but make sure that you have a few takes to choose from, that you have some options. All right, the last two things I want to talk about answering this question of Megan's, awesome question, is engagement and the podcast launch. I'm going to quickly go through engagement. And what I mean by engagement, you want to make sure that in whatever you do, even this is applicable in any business or any product you're selling, but in podcasts in general, you want to make sure that there is engagement, that you're engaging with your audience, that it's a back and forth. It's not just you, you know, providing them with the information. You want to make sure that they're engaging with you and letting you know how you're doing. So as you notice, we're answering questions right now. And we encourage people to, you know, ask questions so we can know what people want. You want to answer the question, what they're struggling with, so we can help them directly. So we tell them you can email us at contact@100mba.net, or they can go to 100mba.net/show and use the SpeakPipe feature where they can just, you know, record their question just like Megan did. So that's engagement. Asking people to give us ratings and reviews so we can know how we're doing on iTunes. They can do that. They can also do it on Stitcher, or on Stitcher as well if they want to do that. So we want to make sure there's engagement. We read out the reviews so people understand that we are reading these things and we do take them in consideration and we do take them into the formula of improving our show, you know, focusing on the things people like, you know, not focusing on the things that people are kind of not, you know, feeling, or maybe things that we feel that we should improve. So these are things that you should always think about. How am I engaging with my audience? You know, reading out those reviews is not just to beat on our chest and say, hey guys, look what people think of us. It's also to let people know we're reading your reviews and that we appreciate you and we want to kind of give you a shout out. So make sure there's an element or elements of engagement in your show that you're, you know, I know that you take questions, Megan, on your show, and that's great. You know, you read out your questions and you took one of Nicole's questions. This is great. It was awesome to see that. So engagement is one of the most important things in a successful podcast. The last bit I want to talk about is the podcast launch. And the podcast launch is just like any other launch, like a product launch. And you need to make sure that you are visible everywhere. Yeah, you're getting the word out. So one of the things we did with the $100 MBA show during our 8 weeks of New and Noteworthy, during, you know, the launch day, during even before the launch, we made sure that we were a part of different audiences. So for example, we reached out to Mike Vardy from theproductivityist.com and we guest posted on his site. We wrote an article about how we launched our podcast on time, made sure that we were productive in that process. And we did the same thing with many other popular blogs. We guest posted there. on the day of the launch and made sure that we got in front of other audiences than our own, you know. And we obviously did the same thing with our own audience. We emailed our members and everybody that is signed up to our mailing list and said, hey, we're launching this podcast. You should check it out. The free business lessons. Please give us ratings and reviews. You know, we just try to reach out to people and let them know that this is what we're doing. And if you can help us support, if you can help support the show, it'd be great. You know, and these are people that we've been giving value for years and months now. So, you know, the response was great. People really were happy to do that for us and to support the show, and they really enjoy the show. So it's great to kind of reach out to your own list as well as get on to other audiences. We also made a serious effort to get on other people's podcasts as guests. You know, we guested on, you know, over a dozen podcasts already to make sure that people know about the $100 MBA show and getting in front of other audiences. So, for example, I was a guest on The Solopreneur Hour by Michael O'Neill, which is a very popular business entrepreneurship podcast. And, you know, that really helped people know about the $100 MBA show. So get in front of other people's audience really helps in your launch or during your launch. You know, we all know that social media is a great tool, so make sure you're using your social media properly. And when I say properly, make sure you're giving them a reason to actually go and check out your show. Like, you have to answer the question, what is in it for me? Like, what is in it for them? You know, why are they going to care? So whatever you write in your tweet or your Facebook update needs to be, you know, engaging and, you know, has to answer the question, why should they care? So we don't just say, hey, check out the $100 MBA show, you'll love it. You say, today in the $100 MBA show, you're going to learn this. You're going to learn how to increase revenue in your business. Awesome. That's a great topic. I want to learn how to do that. Let me click on the link and find out. That's a reason to tune in. That's why they should care. If they're a business owner or a future business owner, they're going to want to know how to do that. So give a reason why they should tune in your social media. Those are just a few things that I could share with you in the time allotted. We're going to have a detailed episode about podcasting and about, you know, if podcasting is the right thing for you or how to do it properly. But I hope I answered your question, Megan. I hope I helped anybody who's listening, if they're thinking about podcasting, just in the interim until we get that podcast episode out as we go through the curriculum in the $100 MBA show. So, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode, and thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. Megan, I hope that we helped you guys out there. Good luck with the show. I think you guys have a great show going on. You know, keep on refining, retuning, improving. Anybody that is worth anything is always improving. We are always trying to improve, Nicole and I, and we're not perfect. And yes, we've had some success, but we need to keep on improving and giving more value to our audience and keep on improving what we do for them. So guys, thank you so much for listening again. We'll check you in the next episode. Take care.